Seriously.
Yeah!
Good morning.
Yeah.
6:05 now. That was some Switchfoot for you. A song called Afterlife.
That was a great melody line at the end.
Yeah.
I really appreciated that.
Did you?
Good job. Good
I
job.
Haven't heard much of the job. New record. I need to hear it. I dig that band.
Well, good.
I love those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good people.
Very good.
You guys did a tour with them last year.
We did. It was so much fun.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, these are some of those guys that you're just like, there's no way these guys are real because they're so nice.
Yeah.
And I'm still kind of waiting for, waiting for the whole time, like, when's that mask going to come off? Come on. Behind the scenes trying to catch them. Mark, what are you doing? Oh, I was just giving to an orphan right here. Oh, doggone it. Seriously? Yeah, yeah. Tim just saved the planet 4 minutes ago, and I just thought I'd do something nice for someone. Shut up.
Okay.
Get over it. Nope, they are awesome. I mean, incredible, incredible dudes.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
That's rad. It is early. It's Monday morning. Steve-O and Steve and Christian with you on your day. Wow. I like that.
Yep, got the finally getting in touch with this board.
That's right. I got a text from you last night saying, dude, I'm excited for work tomorrow.
I was, and then I woke up and the alarm clock went off. And I'm like, yeah, not so much.
You were yesterday evening.
I was yesterday evening when I was like awake and, you know.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. You are crazy outdoorsy, and my legs hurt.
From what?
Walking around Santa Fe.
Oh, my God. That is so funny.
I woke up Sunday and I was like, wow.
What a workout.
What a...
That train ride was just horrible.
We walked at least 40 minutes between shuttles, man. I mean...
I need a protein shake. I'm only eating meat today.
Oh, my legs hurt.
Yeah, so speaking of all that...
Yeah.
Went hiking yesterday.
Yeah.
High desert.
Yeah.
Up that area.
You hiked up to, I saw something when you posted and it had like a spot. I'd never even heard of it.
So. It was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm definitely going back.
It looked gorgeous.
It was right underneath the tram, that area.
Okay.
Okay. So right before that tram is High Desert. That's the name of the area.
Okay.
Did you know that?
Sure.
Okay. So basically, we were driving up there. And I don't know why I love open houses.
Yeah.
I do because it's like the only time you can basically go in and invade somebody else's space.
Yeah.
And plus I've never been to Albuquerque, so I didn't know like what the houses look like, you know, for the most part. You know, I wanted to whatever. We had time. I had time to kill.
Don't, just be honest, you want to move here, you love it. You never want to leave. We're gonna have to call Nate and Joey and everybody and say, sorry guys.
What would they care? They don't even live in Nashville.
Moving to that's true. See, what's? Come on, you can be anywhere.
So I was basically in this house, and this real estate agent, and she's talking to me, and she's like, "Oh, what do you do?" And I was like, "And I hate this question because,
right?
Especially in Nashville, where everyone's a musician. So I usually say traveling salesman because I look exotic because everyone is a musician. So I didn't do that for whatever reason. I was like, "Oh, I'm a musician." The first thing she says was like, oh, this is a high desert. It's real expensive.
Uh-uh.
So what you're going to want to do is go ahead and head south. There's some real... And I was like, oh my gosh.
Do you know who I think I am?
It wasn't like that, but it was like jumping to assumptions. And here's the topping of the cake. This is the topping of the cake. I sound a little...
It is 6:09.
Okay, so here's what happened. She goes, oh, I met a musician. He plays at the hotel right down the street as a guitarist. Do you know him?
No.
Do I know him? He's really good. He says he's the best. It was the biggest hotel.
Are you serious right now?
Isn't that awesome?
That is awful.
Like, not only can I not afford houses up there, which I can't, but whatever. That's beside the point. It was like, she was just like, not only are you not making any money, but honestly, you probably are playing hotels.
Wow.
So I'm literally on the, and I probably look up to this guy because it was the biggest hotel. So if I didn't know him, I was beneath his hotel.
Oh, wow.
Do you know him? Do you know Marty? He plays at the Grand Hyatt thing, Bob.
Oh,
he's the best
man.
Guitarist. So if you don't know him, wow, where are you playing? This is just, I feel sad.
Did you say, oh yeah, my band came through town here recently. We played the Journal Pavilion, which is the biggest, you know.
Yeah, but it wasn't like that. I was already at some minuscule level. I was looking.
So
I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, we just got back from overseas. We were doing a little tour with a band called Linkin Park. You may have heard they played the Billboard Awards last night. Yeah, we were doing that.
Oh, Albuquerque Sunshine Theater. Yeah, I'm so big that last time I didn't even show up.
Yeah. This is true.
I booked a show and didn't show up.
I had some guys in another band fill in for me.
Yeah.
Because I was too busy. Yeah.
Do you know him?
Yeah.
Do you know him? Oh, so pompous. Couldn't believe it. I don't know.
I'm so bummed I wasn't there.
I would just never.
Oh, what happened?
All right, turn into a thing.
Stop it.
Okay.
You back? Are you back?
No, you're not back.
How about now?
Epic 500's coming up this weekend.
Yeah, kidding. Wow.
We need a board.
We need a new mic for you, apparently.
Apparently.
It was awful. Static.
Hey, this is Matthew.
Yeah.
Matthew.
Word of wisdom, man.
All right, let's hear it, buddy.
Let's hear your word of wisdom, Matthew.
Man, today's word of wisdom is respect your elders.
Yeah. Mm. Wow.
Be respectful to your grandparents. Besides, they won't be here forever.
That's true.
Much like the eclipse here today. Burned out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great, oh, man. Goodness. Matthew, you got some good parents there teaching you.
Yeah.
Yep. Awesome.
And how you guys doing today?
Good. We're doing great, man.
Can't complain. Just found out we can't afford houses in High Desert.
Man, High Desert, Arizona.
Yes.
Oh, man, that's my favorite state.
Really? Wow, Arizona. That's great.
I've gone through there.
Oh, good. What? I'm going to beat this thing to death.
I'm coming out.
I don't like this.
Are you guys having technical difficulties over there at the mic?
This is an effect we can put on our voice. It's called the robot.
Oh, you guys have the robot option.
Yes, we do. And now it's not fun anymore. No. I do wish I had a delay pedal here. Delay pedal would have made me sound like I'm in a giant hall.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. You guys, I'm going to have to go by and get a bumper sticker, maybe on Tuesday the 29th.
Awesome.
Wow, yeah. You're just planning
ahead. We will see you then.
I'm on my calendar.
Right on.
Get the bumper sticker. Well, you guys have a good day, okay?
You too, Matthew.
Bye, guys.
All right.
Bye. Matthew.
I just raised my hand and waved as if...
He's watching.
He's webcam. Hey.
Matthew is always watching.
Ooh. A little on the creepster side right there. That's a little creepy.
We should make a last name for him every time he calls.
Matthew
Lazaro, everyone.
Words of wisdom. Respect your elders.
I like that.
I'm going to be an elder the next time the solar eclipse happens. No, that was a annular?
59.
Alonular? What was it called?
I'm not sure, actually.
It was a weird name.
Something online said another 59 years till something happens again.
That sucks. Yeah. I completely missed it.
That's okay.
I was doing Shock Therapy Live.
That's all right.
And you got to go hiking up in the beautiful area of Albuquerque.
It was very nice.
So did you guys take the tram or no?
No, here's why. Because basically we're going to wait till next weekend because the estimated wait times were 2 hours. And then 2 hours down. Because there's one tram.
Right.
And then if hundreds of people come.
Right.
So I was like, yeah, I'm not going to wait 4 hours for like literally 3 minute thing.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay, 2 hours.
Mm-mm. 3 minutes, it takes forever to get up there.
I'm not talking about time, I'm talking about the eclipse.
Oh.
When it's actually the ring of fire, it's only a few minutes. And then it, dissipates. So that's a 4 hour trek.
So that's what that was yesterday? Because I saw the little holes and everything and people taking photos.
Yeah.
And it basically was just like a ring of death. That's all it was. That's what it was.
That's all it was?
Yeah. Hey,
Moon went in front of the sun.
Okay.
That's awesome.
That is pretty cool.
But it looks rad.
No, I saw 1,000 photos of everyone else who put them on Instagram.
Oh, well then awesome.
Yeah. But I mean, that was it. That's what everybody was. I mean, the world was like freaking out. You got to get special glasses and everybody was watching.
Because it's only visible in certain parts of the United States and Albuquerque happened to be one of those.
Oh.
Like people in Florida and Texas couldn't see it.
No way.
Not even Nashville.
Ah!
So
suck on that, Nashville.
But see, next time Albuquerque may not be able to see it. So who knows? It's just one of those things.
So what you're saying is, in 59 years?
I don't know. I won't be here. Or I'll be being fed.
I'm so lost.
I'm like, oh, I don't care. Actually, I want to stare at it. Hopefully I'll die. Does this kill you? It does. It just makes you blind. Oh, well. Have my heart look at it for an hour. Why not? And feed me more yogurt. Yogurt! I have no teeth.
Oh, man.
Oh, well. Static radio. Me and Steve-O in the mornings. Maybe. Who knows? See ya.
Rockwell Social, a song called The Offering right here on Static Radio. Good morning, Steve-O and Steve and Christian.
Yeah, man.
You looking for that Moves Like Jagger?
No one. What? No.
Oh.
I was looking for the Rolling Stone you were telling me about.
Yeah.
Rolling Stones and Arcade Fire did that thing.
Yeah, that's crazy. Arcade Fire backing Mick Jagger on Saturday Night Live this last weekend. I missed it.
I did too.
But I heard good things.
Well, I will look for it when we're off air.
I guess I heard good things. I heard some good things.
Well, good.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Mick Jagger's what? 93? He's the age that we will be when the next solar eclipse happens.
That's true.
Or whatever eclipse it was. I don't know. Anyways. 6:22 now. Hey, I want to remind you guys, it is Monday. It's a very special Monday. In fact, we spent last week locked in a room with Adri and Will.
No food.
Yeah.
No water.
And lots of local bands. So we went through 20 submissions, I believe, for Battle of the Bands. It's a lot. Narrowed it down. We've got four finalists that we could all agree on. And then there was a few bands that we couldn't agree on. So we said, you know what? We got one final spot that the listener votes in anyways. So we grabbed all of the top five that we were like, these are good, these are good, these are good, these are good. And we're gonna let the listener vote the last band in today.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Somebody out there woke up this morning and had no idea that their biggest opportunity of their entire life awaited them.
I like that.
And then there's the Battle of the Bands, where that we have bands competing against each other for a spot.
Yes. Good job. Good job.
Too early, for that. But did you see what I did there?
I've been thinking about renaming our drink. The drink that you started.
Okay.
That I have now become fond of.
Okay.
And I'm thinking because it's an Americano.
Right.
But it's iced.
Right.
Right? And Steve Rogers was frozen in ice for 70 years.
Okay.
The Captain Americano.
I like
The Captain Americano.
I see what you... I like it.
I don't know why I threw a rib
shot. For those who don't
know,
Captain America is a superhero in comic books.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
He was frozen in ice for like 70 years.
Brr.
Yeah.
That's great.
Which in the comics, actually, it wasn't... Yeah, no, I guess it was kind of... Yeah, he was frozen in ice for a while.
From like he probably saw a lot of different eclipses. You know what I'm saying?
He probably wish he had seen more eclipses because it would have like, you know, melted the ice that he was frozen in.
So
too soon?
What if he was like dating somebody?
He was!
And so he was dating somebody back in the day and he was just like, she's like, oh, he finally worked up the courage to like ask for the number. Got it. He hasn't heard from her since. So when you wake up out of the freeze, do you call?
No.
Why?
In the comic books, he did.
Oh, did he?
You saw the movie, right? Do you remember the movie?
Yeah.
And like, you know, he saw her and then, I'm going down. And they never even got a date or anything.
Okay.
It was lame.
Yeah.
It's not the comics. They were
Would
like...
Would you call the granddaughter?
That is hilarious because in the comics...
No way.
He's dating the granddaughter who is a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
See, but that's kind of gross.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? You're in your prime still.
A little creepy.
You're in your prime still.
A little creepy.
The granddaughter looks just like the grandma that he was in love with.
Genetically, they all just mingled together.
It's comics. It totally works out.
Bet it does. Bet it does.
Battle of the Bands.
Who's a better kisser? Me or my grandmother? Well, this is going to be awesome. Let's try again. I don't remember. Hang on 1 second. What's up, girl? Nothing.
That's awful.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah. Gross, dude. And these are the things we could talk about this morning on our Monday, because it's definitely Monday.
Feels like it.
We went to Santa Fe on Saturday.
That was fun, man.
Spent the day walking around.
Had
went
some
to yeah,
good Mexican.
Uh-huh.
Which was an understatement.
And some the food was Mexican. Amazing too.
And the wow, the granddaughter was just as attractive. Just as attractive. Hey, thanks for joining us at Static Radio.
This was fun.
It was fun.
It was great.
It was great being here. Now that I'm fired, I can say everything that I've wanted to say this entire time. Miss everybody out there. I'm going to miss Albuquerque. Anyway.
Yeah.
Static Radio, you are listening to Steve-O and Steven in the Morning, 88.3. This is the Queens Club with their hit single, Danger Kids.
Yeah.
Go something like this.
That would be Queens Club. A song called Danger Kids right here on Static Radio. Good morning, 6:30 now. Steve-O and Steven Christian in the studio. And yesterday... Oh, you go... I was going to do that. Yesterday, the Eclipse of Doom... I was just going to play the whole show for you. Yesterday was the Eclipse of Awesomeness, apparently, and it only happens once every 50-something years, according
maybe
to you.
Yeah, according to me. I could be wrong.
You know, we have a computer in front of you. You could just Google it.
Google lies.
This is true. You know what doesn't lie? Right here. 10 things that happened every second.
10 things that happen every second.
Yeah, on the flip side of that, you know, the eclipse happens so rarely. Here are things that happen every single second of the day.
And they're quite interesting. I'd say somebody breathes.
How many lightning strikes do you think happen on Earth every second?
Whoa, every second?
Every second.
10.
40.
Wow.
40 lightning strikes approximately on Earth every
That's
second.
Nuts.
As you
God's always angry.
As you Google search right now for the eclipse, how many Google searches do you think happen every second?
Every second, 4,000.
11,500 Google searches.
Wow.
12,000 Facebook updates and 2.8 million emails sent every second.
2.8 million?
Yeah.
Wait, more people are emailing than on Google?
Apparently.
Huh.
Yeah. The U.S. national debt increases by $50,000 every second.
Oh, my God.
Every second. Make a little room for me. Mike Maines in the Branches, song called Miracle. That's right. Good morning. Welcome to Static Radio. Steve-O and Steven.
I'm here.
It's just showing up. Fantastic conversations on the air this morning.
I know.
Yeah. We were talking about Robin Gibb from the Bee Gees passing away.
Yeah.
And got word this weekend, actually, Scotty, he, drummer for High Flight Society, one of the bands we play here, 33 years old, passed away yesterday from head trauma. I don't know. I don't know the full story. I was looking online. Seizure and apparently led to head trauma of some sort. And yeah. Drummer from High Flight Society.
That's
They're
insane.
Gonna be on the show on Thursday for the Static 500. So it's like,
I'll call you back.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. 33, man. Just
hanging out, getting ready for church.
Getting ready for church. Yeah, he was just literally getting ready for church and seizure, head trauma.
That is nuts.
Yeah. So, be praying for the family.
Yes.
And absolutely. For High Flight Society, the band as a whole, and just that whole, man, the whole crew. I mean, is it different? Do you think, I mean, I know it's different, but when you hear of somebody passing away and you know, dude had a fervent love for Jesus, it's hard for the family and you want to pray for the family and heart goes out to the family. But I'm not bummed for Scotty because I know where he's at. You
true.
Know what I mean?
True, true.
Man, I can't wait. I want you guys to like throw a party. And you probably already were going to, but throw a party when I die.
Yeah. I finally get
don't
that
mourn
radio
me.
DJ
passion
voice one. Yay! I mean, oh.
What are you talking about? I'm the reason you're here. You think anybody else wants you?
You're right.
I was going to say something that would have sounded really weird. So okay. I'm not going to. I'm going to say that.
That's fine.
Yeah, so anyways. Yeah. Good morning. Happy Monday morning. I found the list, by the way.
Oh, the winner list.
The list.
When are we announcing them?
7 o'clock hour, we'll be announcing the winners for the Battle of the Bands. We have four finalists. There's a fifth slot to fill. And so we have five bands who are on our fringe list. And you guys get to vote them in. I don't know if I want to say the names of the bands. Of the...
Why?
Of the fringe.
Oh, the fringe.
I don't know.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Oh, no, you're right.
Because we didn't know.
Right.
I didn't even know who any of these bands were. We were in a room. How it went down. We were in a room. We got 19 submissions here. And we were in a room and basically were given notepads and said, okay, rate them. And we had to track 1 through 19 and we had to just rate our top songs. We had no idea who the bands were. And I'm really glad I didn't know who any of them were because a couple of the names afterwards, I recognized some of the names. It's like, oh, okay, that's so-and-so's band. Oh, I've heard of these guys. Oh, we've played a track from these guys on New Music Tuesday. But because I didn't know who they were, there was no partiality.
Yeah, I like it. That's good.
Impartial. It was good.
I was impartial because I didn't know any of them.
You didn't. Nope. So, and you are our big, you know, vote guy. What you said, basically, the people who didn't make it, it's because you said they were awful. So if anybody's upset,
that is not
you can send
true.
Your hate mail to Steven at mystaticradio.com.
I didn't even know how my own email address.
Yeah, you
this
do
is
now.
Great.
You do now. Just for these.
That's
just
awesome.
For hate mail. Just for the hate mail purposes. Because we get so much.
I bet. Loads. I'm so controversial.
Oh, totally. Yeah, totally.
I'm just like, yeah.
Studio at mystaticradio.com actually is our email address if you would like to email us, hang out with us this morning. Coming up, 7 o'clock hour, we are going to be announcing the winners of Battle of the Bands, and you are going to help get one final band into this here competition.
More importantly than announcing the winners, we're going to be ordering from Sopo in 9 minutes. So stick around for that. That's going to be exciting. It's going to make my morning.
Truth. Also, a culture shock from Iron and Wine. Right around the corner.
I'm excited.
Yeah, Static Radio. Good morning.
Static Radio is a non-commercial... by our very own Kevin Lee. Thursday nights at 7:50 on Static Radio.
Man! Yep! So for those liner notes, you know, they're like the legal stuff you have to do, the idea.
Yeah.
Does that guy work here? The radio voice guy?
He works in... He lives in New York.
That doesn't work here. KLD.
He gets paid stupid amounts of money.
I can't even imagine.
I would love that job. He's a professional voice actor. That's what he does.
Think about that. Every day, you just go to work and you're like, KLD.
Yeah.
Next.
Fox News. That's what he's the voice guy for Fox News also.
Oh,
he's
wow.
also the voice guy for like all these crazy things. We were talking last week and I'm like, man, I couldn't imagine having his job. Rolls out of bed at like 11.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see the scripts for the day. Cool, that'll be a gajillion dollars. Awesome. Thanks. Really? Cool.
How do you discover that you have that talent though? Somebody's just like, oh, wait, say that again? Whatever you just said, I want to go do.
Yeah.
No, hey, just say something about a movie. Oh, no. Yeah. Where do I buy my ticket? You have a gift.
Yeah.
That's a gift.
Yeah, apparently he does have a gift. And it's getting people to pay
awesome.
Him to do just that. That's what he does.
Okay.
I couldn't imagine. That'd be
but
amazing.
How do you break into that industry?
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
That's crazy.
Well, how do you get yourself out there?
I'm going to move to the big city and then do what? I'm going to talk over things.
Yeah.
Oh, good luck.
Yeah.
See you, good. Have fun. Have fun doing that talking.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Welcome. It is Monday morning and a very important Monday for some local artists here in the Albuquerque area. These guys were local to Albuquerque. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then they went over to the UK because they figured the Stones had it here because the Rolling Stones actually from Iowa. And,
I did.
Yeah.
You're dropping so many truth bombs on
and
me.
So they went overseas because they didn't want to compete with the Rolling Stones and the Bee Gees.
Nice.
Who are from Florida.
Wow.
Yeah. True story.
Your edumacation is awesome.
That's why I'm in the music biz. We call it the biz, by the way. Not the business, because it's the biz.
You're so knowledgeable.
I am knowledgeable about some local artists here.
All right.
At least some that are going to be making it to the Battle of the Bands. Are we ready to do this? Do we want to do this?
Oh, is it time?
Is it time?
I guess so.
Should we hold off a little longer?
Ooh, anticipation.
Bum out some local people.
We should announce a time and stick to it because, you know, people are going to want to hear.
Yeah,
of course,
true.
Probably half of them are going to be in school.
Yeah.
In like 45, 30 minutes.
This is true because most of the local bands
are. We should announce now, but then we'll announce again at 8 o'clock. So if you missed it this time.
However, we're going to need people to start voting. So that's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's going to happen here soon. Soon. Right after we do traffic.
Traffic and... Gotta make some phone calls.
Yeah. Traffic?
Oh, me?
You're the traffic guy!
Am I? I can't help that, you know, your computer's slow.
You have a long weekend, and you come back to work.
Listen, here's the deal. I usually get my traffic spoon-fed to me by Stever. Stever's back, and I don't think about it. It's just kind of like, you know, hey.
Yeah.
You know, back to the old norm. You know, everybody's back in the saddle. Hey, there's not a lot of traffic.
What are you going to do come June when you have to, like, go back to your regular, normal job?
What? Oh, God.
Are you going to be excited or bummed?
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's going to be cool. I mean, we're on the tour is going to be an acoustic tour with violinists.
Yeah, totally different.
So I'm really excited about that aspect.
I'm really glad you guys are playing Albuquerque, too, because
Like I've given time. People are giving me grief about that. I'm like, really? I'm here for a month and you want me to come back for one day?
We don't care about you. We care about your band.
Oh.
Yeah. Because they have been here. They were here for a show.
And I'm here making up for lost time. I'm sorry. If this is an apology enough, Albuquerque. Yeah. I really don't know what it is.
Oh, man. Let's do some traffic.
It is traffic in the morning. Listen here. I-40 between Unser Boulevard, exit 154, and Coors Road, exit 155. It is under construction. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise. What do they call the orange cones? You said there's the...
Orange barrels.
Orange barrels are a state bird.
Yeah, the state flower, yeah. They really are.
Whatever. Other than that, man, traffic's looking good. There's some construction on Menal Boulevard at 12th Street. And then to finish it out, there is construction. And you, man, come on, you computer, you. I love it. There's some construction at Eubank Boulevard South at I-40. But other than that, man, it is clear.
Sweet.
Everybody drive safe, so I don't have to repeat any of this.
Yeah.
If all of us just unanimously drive okay.
Yeah.
Seatbelts 5 miles under the speed limit, we'll be all right.
There it is. That's your look at traffic. Traffic sponsored by Fuddruckers. World's greatest hamburgers, 505-883-8337. That's Fuddruckers. World's greatest hamburgers, 505-883-8337. You're such a punk.
That always does confuse me, though, when you do give out the phone number, because I've never thought to call a restaurant. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, let me write out that number because...
Because I need to call them?
I need to call them. I don't know what to call them about. Just advertise my burgers. You don't have to give them my phone number. Fuddruckers, this is Charlie. What's up? I don't know. Can I help you with something? No, I don't know. I got your number. Is this like a prize line or something? Do I get coupons? What's here? 505-883-8337. Give them a call and ask them why.
Incredible. I've never thought of that. Ever.
Every day you give out the number and I'm just, why?
We call Sopo every day.
But they answer and we'd give them an order.
Yeah. Sopo. Hello.
You've reached.
Hello? It rang.
Oh, we're leaving a message.
Hello?
Hello? Okay. We'll try back.
That was weird.
You know what? They were trying to reverse prank us. Not going to work.
I wonder if... Here's the scary part.
Oh, they're closed? No.
No, I don't think
they're
closed.
Holiday?
But what if they were in trouble and they like boom, put it off the ringer so that we could hear and we were too busy talking?
Oh, they were getting robbed.
We missed it.
Shoot.
I hope not. Really want coffee.
Somebody's running out with $7. That's a lot of pesos if you... Go ahead. Oh, no. We should go over.
You are kidding me. I really hope they're okay.
Let's just preemptively call 911.
This is going to be really bad.
No, no, no.
What happened?
I downloaded the gun app for my phone so I can go in there and help facilitate something.
We called them, and it answered after the first ring.
Uh-oh.
And then we didn't hear anything. Mitch.
Hello.
You should go over to Sopo.
Go to Sopo.
I think they're
getting robbed.
I think they're getting...
If you don't come back in 10 minutes, we'll know that you're a hostage, too.
I can't do that.
We called them, and they answered on the first ring, but nobody said anything, and it was like, you could almost hear people in the background
going, get on the ground, this is a stick-up.
And so then we hung up and called back, and now it's just ringing. I'm being serious, Mitch.
I don't know what to do.
I don't know. You should go.
Is that them?
I don't know. Static!
Hey, can we do some requests?
Sure. Request?
Yeah.
The timeline, we're in the middle of a crisis.
And
the Solomon's Porch is not answering for delicious coffee.
The request line is 505-883-8337.
That's right. What can we do for you?
I don't know, some for today, anything.
For today.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, but he said anything, so we can literally play anything, and that would be his request.
What about say anything?
I see what you
because he said anything.
Said anything.
So it's saying
anything. I don't know about saying anything.
Okay. For today works.
Thank you guys.
All right, man.
Thank you.
Let me get this. Sleeping at Last. Song called Umbrellas. Talked to Jacob last week.
Ella.
Drummer for May. And
yes.
Actually current drummer for Sleeping at Last. On tour right now.
We should call some of my friends.
We're gonna
call
do it right
Bison.
Now.
You're gonna. It's a little early.
Yeah. Well, you keep saying that. 5 minutes away from the big announcement. By the way, we posted on Facebook. 7:30. We're going to be announcing the Battle of the Bands.
That's exactly what I suggested.
Battle of the Bands winners, or at least finalists. We'll be doing the big showcase Friday, June 8th. Spoken's going to be playing a show, and all the finalists are going to be doing a showcase. You can vote for your favorites, and some of the winners are going to get some... There's some crazy prizes. Awesome prizes.
Oh, good.
So, yeah. So, we'll announce. We have four finalists who have made it into the showcase, and there's one more band is going to make it. We've got a list of five what we call them, fringe bands. What would you say?
Yep, I like
it. They're right there.
Right there.
And so, you get to vote the... final dude in or lady,
yep,
or group or hip-hop act.
Can we still talk about that Sopo's not open?
Yeah. Static.
Hi guys.
Hi. Hey. How's it going?
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
Such a soft voice. Can't play music.
The fact that we haven't had coffee, I'm really getting it's getting tired in here.
It's getting a little sleepy.
Sorry.
How's it going?
Good. I was just wondering, what was that song that you guys played? I don't know the name. It was like something about an old lady in a house of... stone. I don't know.
Oh, it was about an old lady in a house of glass.
No,
throwing stones.
A house of gold.
Oh, his song is called, I think, House of Gold by 21 Pilots.
Okay, because I really love that song.
Huh? You know what I love? Your accent. Are you calling us from down under?
No, Santa Fe.
Oh. Well, she sounds like she's from down under, Antarctica.
No. No, Mitch remembers me.
Yeah. From Antarctica.
She moved from the UK.
To Santa Fe.
To Santa Fe. We were in your city on Saturday.
Really?
I took the train in.
We took the train.
Ate Mexican.
Yeah.
Did some art galleries.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me. I would have liked gone.
We went to Canyon Road. We saw all the art there. We went to, what was that?
Starbucks.
Yes, it was in the midst of culture right there in the square.
We wanted to do it up local.
In the plaza. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're very lucky to have that experience.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
It was great. We stood in line.
I was thinking of the St. Francis of Assisi Cathedral.
Not Assisi.
Wow.
Assisi. Assisi.
Assisi.
No, it's not Assisi.
He's a sissy.
Wow.
And then we had our $17 Starbucks drinks and couldn't take them into the cathedral, so we hid them in the bushes.
Ooh.
And they were still there when we came back. Bugs and all.
Of course they're going to be.
Bugs and all.
And did you drink them?
Of course we did.
I paid way too much money to not drink
that.
It's
like a $17 latte. So we had to.
Did you know you're into comic books?
Yeah.
That was St. Francis' thing. He could communicate with animals.
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah.
Like that's Animal kind of Man?
Yeah, he preached to animals. He would try to convert animals. That's why in any pictures you see of him, he always has like a bird on his shoulder, bird on his, you know what I'm saying, or a dog, cows.
Knew it.
This is making my stomach hurt.
No, this is true.
This is true, though.
I never gave up. I knew superheroes were real. I'm just saying. Living in a lonely world.
Yeah, you mutants living in this lonely world.
It's been lonely. Thanks for the call, by the way.
Hey.
Yeah.
What's your favorite superhero since we started on that?
Well, my favorite superhero is so obscure, no one's going to know who he is. His name is Nathan Summers. He's the Dayspring, the Ascani son. His name's Cable. He was the leader of the New Mutants and X-Force.
I don't even know why. He's not that cool.
He's Cyclops' kid, and he's the coolest. He was the leader of X-Force with Shatterstar and Domino.
Yeah, I know.
Cannonball. Feral.
So funny though, my dad calls me Mitch, and he goes, I was listening to your show the other day, and you know, I'm just wondering, do people still read comic books? He was so baffled as to like, he could not believe that was like a topic of a... We have some good news. I mean, really good news.
First of all, welcome to Static Radio.
SoPo is open.
Second.
So that's all we have. This next song is by... No, I'm just kidding.
SoPo is open. We got a hold of him. That's the good news. That's what everybody's been waiting to hear all morning long.
I know. They have been
all morning long.
Bated breath.
Yeah. Yeah.
So excited.
Yeah. I'm excited as well.
We have other news.
We have other big, big news. Battle of the Bands.
The voting is over.
Let's see. This person on the phone. Could this person break the tie, possibly? Static, what do you say?
I say A.
You say band A?
Well, actually, that makes it a tie. That makes it a tie right there.
That is...
Well, can I vote again?
No. No, you may not.
Oh.
Thanks for the call.
Okay. All right. Sure. Thanks. Bye.
That is hilarious.
Wait, her vote right there.
Dang it. I shouldn't have answered that phone call.
No, I told you not to. I said the voting was over.
You did say the voting was over. Okay, here's the deal. I got to be completely honest. We have four winners already. So Say We All, Constant Halo, Life Never Lost, and Hidden by the Light. Those are the finalists who have made it. Now, between Facebook... And between phone calls, we've tallied up the votes, and it's been like landslide tie. Yeah.
All the way down.
Band A and Band E have just been like Band A, Band E, Band A, Band E. 52 comments already? Yeah, are you kidding me?
And people were like, A or E.
Yeah.
So it's like,
A,
thank you?
E.
No, you could have just broke the tie, but you didn't.
Let's see what this person says, even though the voting's over. Let's see. Static.
Hey.
Hey.
I just turned you guys on, so I don't know who Band A or Band E is.
Okay.
But Steven sounds a lot like Kip from Napoleon Dynamite. It's just been driving me crazy.
I love technology.
Yeah, there it is.
Such as you see.
Wow.
Okay, thanks. Have a great day.
Wow. Thank you. That was...
Thanks for the vote of confidence. That's awesome. That's fine. Seriously, doesn't hurt my feelings. Because I have a heart of steel.
So here it is. Band A is a band called Gozier. Local band. And band E is a band called Shout the Truth. What? It has been back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And here's the thing. We only have one slot.
Yes, we do.
And we have two bands right now that have absolutely destroyed everything. So this person's going to...
He's going to pretend like they're...
Yeah. Static.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
What's up? I'd like to vote for Band E.
Band
oh,
E.
Oh, man. Mm.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Voting ended at 8 a.m.
Oh, man.
And if had called in before 8, Band E would have won.
That's sad.
Oh. Mm.
Ouch. It's all on you.
Man.
Obviously not as big a fan as you thought. Okay, so here's what we're...
He's in the band. What are you talking about?
Well, you know, you're right, because bands are always late.
It's true.
So...
That's how I knew.
We were here's what we're going to do.
Like-minded.
Static radio. You want to tell them what we're going to do?
Yeah, well, here's the idea we came up with. Since it was a brutal tie all the way down,
yeah.
And then funny enough that it ended in a tie.
Ended in a tie, and then the last couple calls we got were like, I want to vote for A. I want to
vote
for E.
E.
I want to vote for A. I want to vote for E. And on Facebook, it was like E-A, 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 E-A,
E-A, both. Or either.
And Bingo was his name-o.
So here's what we're going to do. We would like both bands.
That's right.
To show up for the Battle of the Bands.
I like that.
We want both bands.
Like that. That's a good idea.
They obviously have amazing fans. They're obviously amazing bands.
Yep.
So we want them both.
Yep. And so we're going to have them both. That's what we're going to do. Why not?
Why not? That's what I'm saying.
We were going to have 5 finalists. Let's have 6.
Why not?
Yeah.
I like it.
I like it too. Static.
Band E.
Band E. Oh. Hmm. Voting ended at 8 a.m. It's 8:05.
Oh, are you serious? Come on, man.
Yeah, totally serious.
Man, you just lost it for
and
him.
And you haven't been paying attention, huh?
No,
we already announced the winner.
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm watching the webcam, so I'm a little late, I guess.
Oh. Hmm. Okay. You'll be excited.
Yeah, nice.
Because
nice.
They made it.
They made it.
They
looks
did it.
Looks like we made it. There's something in us, something and made it. All right, so there it is. Our 6 finalists.
I like it.
For Battle of the Bands. It's been amazing. I'm excited. It's going down Friday, June 8th at the Lobo Theater. Tickets are going to be $5 at the door. And here's the deal. Voting isn't over for you guys. Because you will have a say at the actual competition. So every single person... who called in, who Facebooked in this morning, who are crazy fans of these bands, make sure you are there for the Battle of the Bands on June 8th because your votes are going to count. And there's some pretty awesome prizes up for grabs, including studio time, professional studio time.
And a brand new car!
Maybe not a brand new car.
I just wanted to say that.
We're going to have Studio 150 giving us some awesome time. You know, he's been busy recently doing stuff with... Public Enemy.
Oh, wow.
Chuck D was just there laying stuff down.
No way.
Wish I had known. So.
That'd have been awesome.
Yeah. Yep. So Studio 150 is going to be offering a professional studio time, which is pretty rad. Opening slot at a future event. Maybe when Amberlynn comes back to Albuquerque.
Wow, you just.
One of these bands can open for you.
There's the bus.
Yeah.
Jump under that.
You made it, guys.
Good job to all 6 bands.
So say we all. Gozier, Constant Halo, Life Never Lost, Hidden by the Light, and Shout the Truth. What? You are our finalists.
Looks like you made it.
Looks like you made it for Battle of the Bands. And that's going down Friday, June 8th. Tickets are going to be $5 at the door. Spoken is going to be playing and helping judge said competition. Gonna have some celebrity judges.
That's awesome, man. I would love to have done that.
I know! Missing it by like 4 days.
But I would want to be Simon, but I couldn't.
Why not?
I don't have that kind of heart.
To be mean?
To be mean, I can't.
It was awful. I mean, these are the finalists. They made it.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
So there it is. Battle of the Bands, Friday, June 8th. We'll post it to Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. The 6 finalists. Good job, guys.
Way to go.
You did it. You did it.
Did it.
Right now, we got a culture shock for you from The Bravery. A song is called Believe. What these bands did, they believed. And if only you believe, your band can make it into a pseudo-successful radio station's Battle of the Bands, where top artists like Spoken play.
Or stations like ours, Static Radio.
That's right!
Someday you'll make it onto bigger OK radio stations.
Also, speaking of making it, I want to give a big shout-out to my beautiful wife, who took home an award last night for Best Alternative Song at the New Mexico Mic Awards.
Hey!
Hey! What?
She did it.
She did!
We are so very proud of you.
Yes, we are.
So very proud of you. Anyway, Chrissy, good job. Joey Belleville, good job.
Yeah. And the 6 finalists who made it here, good job. You never know. They could be winning awards soon.
I'm sure they will be.
First stop, Static Radio's Battle of the Bands. Next stop, opening band for Amberlin. Banberlin. They're going to change their name to Banberlin.
Half the bands are like, who?
Culture Shock now. It's The Bravery. Static Radio.
This is Culture Shock.
That would be Seabird. This would be Static Radio. Good morning.
Come on!
This thing is awesome!
Is that helping things?
3 channels now! Just saying!
It does help. It really does.
Actually, it does. Okay.
It really does. It really does. So if one ear goes out... No, it's like, if I move my mic, you have to... Oh, now it's not going to do it. That's fine.
Celeste is in here.
Hey, you know why I'm really tired right now?
Why?
I woke up at 5 because I was going to come hang out with you guys.
And then you wised up. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Are you serious? Yeah. You're so lame.
No, yeah. This is so awesome. Look good for you.
I feel so good to go
I'm
back
so
to
I'm so mad
sleep.
At you right now.
Hey, do I have vacation days?
No, you do not have vacation. You're here for a month.
I know. That's a month.
You haven't racked up any vacation days. Normally, it's like...
Can I get a vacation hour?
Oh,
dude. Like, show up at like 8 o'clock.
Dude.
8:30. What?
Just I'll come in early tomorrow.
See, she'll be in tomorrow. No. I've scheduled someone in my place.
No. You can't be in tomorrow.
Yeah, I can.
As little time as possible. Remember, we're working like 17 hours straight for the Static 500.
Well, you are.
This is boss mode. I'm like, you're an hourly employee. You do not get to... Yeah, I know. I'm going to be here. The joys of salary. The joys of
can
salary.
Can we discuss health benefits right now?
Can we do something happy, okay. Please? Yeah.
Can we put on something happy? This is the boys
of
summer.
Talk about something happy.
How about vacation days? We were trying.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
I'm going on vacation in a couple weeks.
Where are you going?
Denver.
Exotic.
The Angels are playing the Colorado Rockies. We're going up there for the weekend. We're going to stay with our dear friends Ramsey and Audra.
Ramsey.
Yeah. We're going to hang out with our buddy Ramsey and Audra and go see some Ramsey. Angel games.
Oh, Audra.
Take our boys to...
I don't know.
Sorry. We keep...
That's fine.
You out
no.
Of the loop.
No, it's not just me. It's everybody else on the radio.
I think we're going
to
take our boys...
Ramsey used to be on the radio. Ramsey used
it's
to
literally
be here.
Ramsey
everyone.
Was a DJ at M88 years ago.
Well, see, nobody would know that.
Nobody would know that. You're right, actually. Nobody remembers Joey, and he's always
that.
Around.
Do I count?
You don't, because you've worked here since you were 7. That doesn't count.
Since I was 7.
So
wow, 2 years ago, I was 7.
But
you
our boys
have aged.
These are this is why it's cool to have boys as children.
Yes.
Because what they want to do is go see the Angels play. They would like to go tour Invesco Field, even though the Broncos aren't playing, just because
that's
like,
cool.
Well, that's where Peyton Manning plays.
I would have wanted to do that.
What if we see, you know?
Yeah.
So,
I would have wanted to do that.
Those are the things we will be doing while we are in Denver.
Good. All the time.
That's
yeah.
good.
You could do boy things. You're kind of a, what are they called?
Wow. Tomboy.
Tomboys?
Pick your words carefully, sir.
No, that's a good thing.
You're on a rickety little stool. I could just go, and you go, slam!
Again, say this is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're only half an hour away from the end of our show because it's cover to cover today.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
There's your vacation.
See? I'm giving you a vacation.
I'm going to go to sleep.
We're going on vacation. In fact, 9 o'clock this morning, we received a record last week that our music director said, dude, this is our cover to cover for Monday. It's brilliant. It's the brand new Me Without You. Came out this last Tuesday.
Wow.
Yeah, 10 stories. Yeah, came out this last Tuesday. I heard it was fantastic. I haven't listened to it yet. So we'll be rocking that cover to cover this morning. Congratulations to So Say We All. Andy Mineo. Static Radio.
You know my favorite part about editing podcasts?
What?
Is that, well, I'll see the music end, and then there's just this, like, static line of nothingness, and then you're like, hey!
We have fun in the mornings, and I don't pay attention as well as I should.
It's a sign of fun. That's good.
It's a sign of fun.
It's even more fun to
edit. It's either fun or mornings. You know what I'm saying? It's either fun, and we're, like, laughing so hard we forget, or it's morning, and we just don't care.
Yeah. All right. We have a lady in the studio. By the way, welcome to Static Radio, Steve-O and Stephen Christian. And to my left, Celeste.
Here it comes.
Sully.
Hey, no.
Sully?
No, that makes me sound
like the big
like
blue
Eeyore-ish.
Monster from Sully, from Monsters, Inc.
But it also
Inc.
is like Sullen, like sad.
Sullen? Edward Sullen?
Who?
The vampire. Edward Sullen?
Oh, I think it's Cullen.
Oh, whatever. Whatever.
Who?
The vampire guy that sparkles in the sun?
The glittery guy.
I wonder what would have happened if he was out in the sun during the eclipse. It would be like a kaleidoscope of, I don't know.
Spontaneously combusted. And yeah. We'd all been happy.
So speaking of things no one cares about, but we'll talk to you anyways about it.
The eclipse?
According to a new survey.
Is this going to be where, let's ask the girl.
This is where I should have pre-read.
Totally team up on the girl and then.
82% of women want to know the truth when they ask if their new clothes make them look fat.
Oh, great.
And 70% think that their man will answer the question truthfully, but 64% of men know better and say they've lied when asked that question. So, Celeste, here's the big question of the day. This is according to a survey by a British clothing website called Very. Women want to know the truth when they're trying on clothing. 82% of women say that when they ask if something makes their backside look big, they want their significant other to be honest. And 70% of women think that men will actually answer truthfully.
Not awkward.
And you thought by asking me, the unmarried single girl, to answer this question because I would know that.
This goes into all genres. All genres. When asking a guy anything that you think may be a hard question, what would you prefer?
I think, okay, this, because I could say what I would say.
Yeah.
Like, this is what girls want.
What would you prefer?
A difference. Me personally? No, there's a difference.
There's not a difference.
No, I don't.
You're still
I don't
a girl.
I don't have a problem. Like, I don't feel fat because I'm not, eat and nothing happens. So
let's take it out of the arena of fat.
Okay.
Like, let's take it to the arena of truth. Like, maybe there's a guy you're interested in and you want to talk to him, but fine, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to talk to him and see if he's interested in me. Would you prefer the truth or the sweet, like, oh, I don't want to ruin our friendship?
If I asked him for style advice.
No, dude, get out of the style arena.
What are you talking about then?
I'm confused too.
If you ask a dude a hard question, like, hey, I'm really into you. Would you like to go catch a movie sometime? And he's not really into you. Would you rather him say, I really don't want to ruin our friendship because we're such great friends? Or to say, I'm really not interested in you. Do you prefer the truth? Even if it's hard to hear?
I think both of those were the truth, though, because it's like, I don't want to ruin our friendship.
Yeah, he doesn't care about your friendship.
Okay.
He's just trying to be nice.
Can we just say, for clarity's sake, I would never ask a guy out. I'm sorry, I'm old school. I don't do that.
She's a treasure. Okay, she needs to be sought out.
Oh, wow.
But,
come find me. Good one.
I think, no, you just need to be honest. Like, I told you there's a difference. I'm trying to play your game here, okay?
I'm listening.
Because I could totally train wreck you, but I'm choosing to play your game
cool.
right now.
Thank
that's you.
Cool.
So a little respect. Thanks.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Yeah. That's find out what it means to me. I sang that in fourth grade for
okay, go. No. Wow. You are so easy to sidetrack.
No, I'm doing it on purpose because I don't want to answer this question.
Okay.
I would prefer honesty because that's meek, but I have also been told by my friends that I am, like, extremely, like, annoyingly honest when things like that happen. So I'm different. Other girls might prefer the just let her down easy kind of thing. Go on one and then just kind of fade away.
So you're a brutal, honest person.
Yeah.
Like you would prefer somebody to just be like, hit you with the truth.
And I'll be like, all right, cool. Thanks. Bye. Cool. You can recover from it that much faster.
Right.
So
that is true.
I heard somebody talking about, we were talking about how to speak to friends when dealing with situations and how much do you talk about. And he said, only rip the Band-Aid off, only let it bleed once is what he said. Because if you try and kind of patch it up, but you're kind of, and then there's still a deep in there. No, let's just tear this whole thing off right now.
So what does that mean?
That means truth, man. Like, hey, let's get it all out on the table. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about this for real. But we're dudes, so it's different.
See,
you know what I mean?
That also means, too, once you rip off that Band-Aid, you don't go back to try to make it better. If you're going to say no and be like, sorry, girl, you're not it for me, you stay away and don't go to
that's true.
Don't be a douche.
Yeah. Unless you get lonely.
Words of wisdom.
No!
Or if you yourself get rejected, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then you go back.
Yeah.
Yep.
No,
wait, hold on one second. What just happened? No.
I'm saying if you reject a girl, you know what I'm saying, and then you're lonely, you give her a call.
No!
I'm just kidding.
No, I can't believe you right now.
I totally
He is absolutely joking.
Good. I'm a pirate. I search for treasure. I'm good.
What? You are digging yourself deeper and deeper and deeper.
I'm just being funny.
Wow.
It's not true.
No,
leave her alone.
Pretty much just don't.
So that's your advice.
Peace out.
I just gave it to
you. Yeah, that one. But what if a guy has a change of heart? Because what if he didn't see something there because the jewel has been buried in the sand for 3 years? And so you have to, like, take the jewel out, and there's, like, dirt and stuff on it. So the jewel needs to be cleaned up. You know what I'm saying? So that once the jewel gets cleaned up and it's shiny and sparkly again, then you're like, oh, now I see it from a different angle.
Wow, how
and
surface.
The sun.
Oh, you got pretty? Okay.
That's true.
No, but what if through hanging out as friends you find out, oh, I really do enjoy this person. This person is fun.
Didn't you just tell me he's not interested in my friendship?
Huh?
Hypothetically speaking.
Wait, who are we talking about?
You.
Are we still talking about the hypothetical guy?
Because you started this off saying either they're going to say, no, I just want to be your friend. I don't want to ruin our friendship. Or
I totally
it's just really no.
Ruined this whole conversation.
Yeah, so now I'm just trying to say.
Because you're a girl and you're just thinking about the hypothetical guy who's not really there.
This gets more and more confusing.
Yeah. I'm just saying. There's a deeper level of confusion.
Are we still not talking about eclipses? Because I was talking about the eclipse the whole time.
We're talking about the stuff in the sky.
You guys want to talk about speaking English?
Yeah, I'm confused.
There you go. And how we never, ever have to learn another language ever again.
I know.
Apparently.
Praise him.
Good news. America.
Okay.
A quarter of people worldwide now speak English.
Thank you. Thank you for making us lazy Americans.
That's true, actually. Americans always get grief because we only speak English and get frustrated in other countries when they don't speak English. But according to a new survey, 26% of people worldwide now speak English, and it's becoming more and more common.
That's awesome.
As the quote-unquote world language. Do you think it's because of entertainment? Because like movies?
Definitely music. And
I learned English from Spider-Man
movies.
3.
Absolutely. Also, I think it's a lot of, you know, obviously business transactions. I do find it funny that this is not just an American thing. I thought it was totally Americans. But when you do go to another country and you tell them that you don't speak their language, they speak slower and louder.
Really?
Yeah. Well, we Americans do that too. Like somebody's like, no, hablé inglés. They're like, what do you not understand? I will speak. That's not helping anyone.
Yeah,
nope.
Yeah.
You're just looking like a buffoon. It's not that. It's not that you're going too fast.
Like I'm not deaf.
They don't speak English.
Yeah.
So quit trying.
Static.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, Emily.
When I called, you guys were still on the topic of whether or not you would want a girl to be honest, and I don't know how far back that is.
No, it's about three hours.
It's okay.
No, stop it.
Sorry,
stop
I'm just
it.
Kidding. I'm kidding.
What's up?
What's up?
I am married, so I can tell you from a married perspective, I always want my husband to be honest with me.
Like brutal?
Yeah. If I look, and I am fat, so if I look fat in something, I want him to be like, baby, I can see all your rolls.
Because
I don't want to be walking out of the house with it looking like
that. But why, as a husband, to me, it's like,
She said it, though.
I don't care.
She said it.
I don't care. I wouldn't want to be like, baby, I'm sorry,
girl.
I'm sorry, girl. We ain't got no flat tire, and that spare ain't, don't need to go out of the house. Oh, like, how would you, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. That's
just... It depends on your relationship.
That's, I don't think I would make...
No! I, of course, would never make it into a joke like you just did, like, talking about...
Well, that's when I get uncomfortable, I crack jokes.
If you can make it into a joke... So you're uncomfortable never, all the time.
I would never start making fun of my wife to prove a point.
I'm not, I just, I don't, yeah. That's terrifying.
But if you have that relationship,
yeah,
where
but
you
no,
joke
no, 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 no.
with each
okay.
other, it's like, I'm sorry, you look real goofy right now. Please change.
Here's the question, wife. Here's the question, though, because here's the truth. Women, wives will say this. This is what I want. This is what I need. But then when we are honest and we are truthful, we get raked over the coals. Because it's like, I can't believe you said that. You said you wanted me to be honest. I didn't know it. I don't know where. I'm going to just go take a nap.
Yeah.
Like, we can't win. So let's be, was there ever a time where your husband was brutally honest and you were just like, thank you for your honesty. I commend that.
Probably not.
Yeah, exactly.
But at the same time, I didn't rake him over the coals either. I was just like, man, I love this shirt.
Yeah.
Because. I'm sure you guys have that shirt that doesn't work anymore.
Yep, I have a favorite shirt that my wife absolutely hates that I'm like, but it's my favorite shirt, and I still wear it anyways. Because I'm a dude, and I don't care about how fashionable I look. So, I guess it's different for guys.
Well, see, but I'm that same way. I'm in my own world, so I don't really care if I'm fashionable.
That's good!
I just want to look decent.
Yeah.
So if my husband goes, hey, baby, I don't know if you noticed, but you kind of look... He tells me this all the time about my hair.
Oh, no.
Because I have a fro.
Oh, no.
Hey.
No, that's not bad.
So he's like, you need to go, like, put some mousse on that, because you look like you just woke up and looked like wrestling with a bear before.
Oh.
You should just give in and just go full on burka. You know what I'm saying? That way you look decent. No one's going to bother you. You're setting some trends without knowing it. You know what I'm saying? Then you never have to do your hair.
See, but you're Emily, right?
Right.
You're okay when he says these things, right?
Right. I'm
See,
like, okay, whatever.
They have that
well,
relationship.
Thank you.
No.
Is
no.
she okay? Mm-mm. One example. She called
thank
in
you for
to
the
tell
call.
Us he didn't. Whatever. So you hang up on her?
No. Static.
Punk.
Hey, it's Michelle.
Hey, Mitch.
Michelle,
hey.
Help me out here, please.
Okay.
So you better be on my side.
Michelle weighs 7 pounds.
Whoa,
like, what? Come on.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I was going
sorry.
No, I do.
We're talking about weight. We're
measuring people.
We're measuring people
according to their weight.
No, I turned down the radio, so I don't know what's happening anymore.
Oh, okay. You missed out.
So, I tend to agree with the last caller about wanting my husband to be brutally honest with me.
Mm-hmm. Right up until we actually are.
No. My husband has been brutally honest with me about certain things that I wear, and I'm like, okay, thank you. But I have to say this, only my husband.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, because I was just about to comment on your
outfit.
Yes,
Steve-o.
No.
That means every time I come in here, you can't say things about what I'm wearing.
Celeste,
exactly.
If it makes you feel better, I commented on Michelle's wardrobe.
No. Right.
Yeah, Michelle and I have conversations about this, sir, about how you need to keep
I care
your
about
mean
you guys, okay? And I care about the fact that Michelle is the first person people see when they walk through the doors of Static Radio. She's a representative of Static Radio. And if people walk in and the first thing they see is this girl who looks like she just slept under a tree.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, no, here's the thing. I have this thing. I wake up every morning and I'm like, oh, do you think, should I straighten my hair? Is Steve-O going to make fun of me today?
I have to think about it every day when I come in. I was like, am I dressing too trendy today?
I am the worst human being on the planet. Are you guys being serious?
If I cuff my pants today, is he going to comment on it?
Oh, my gosh. I don't comment that.
One time, the first time I wore my hair curly after I cut it, you were like, wow, Amy. And you called me Amy. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. She kind of looked like Orphan Annie.
No,
it was like
not.
Really curly and short. It was almost.
With a superhero.
It was a little too short.
To give a complex.
My wife used to run a salon, okay?
That gives you the power to judge.
It does.
Steve-O, remember at prom when Michelle and I were talking to you about sandwiches?
I'm sorry.
Hey, I'm so glad you're here today. Your hair looks crazy.
So,
I hope you have a good day.
Yeah.
I'm learning.
No, let's start. Okay, today you commented immediately on the shirt that I'm wearing.
You wore it three times! times in the last week.
No, I didn't. Three times.
So what? She works in
you
ministry.
You wear those pants every single day.
Whoa, whoa. Jeans are different, okay? No. And we're dudes. And if they smell clean, they're clean.
So we have a higher standard, apparently.
I'm just saying.
You do. Yeah. You guys are treasures.
Michelle, thank you for making it into work early this morning to be a part of the morning show. It was absolutely wonderful. That shirt is stupid. Don't wear it again. But have a great day.
That's good.
Yeah.
Michelle, how do you feel right now?
I feel awful.
Dang it. Okay.
I'm working on it. Okay. Thanks for calling in. Okay. I can't help it.
It's okay.
It's the third time this week she's worn that shirt and it's Monday.
Okay, here's your first step. Stop talking about that shirt.
Okay.
Okay.
Static!
Hey, good morning. It's Sunny.
Hey, Sunny.
Sunny.
How are you guys? It's Sunny.
Can't complain.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I've been married for 24 years this month.
Mm. Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you. My husband has been brutally honest both ways. If I'm looking great, he tells me, honey, you are looking good.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh.
But if I'm wearing something that doesn't look that great, he lets me know, honey, that's the best outfit to wear today. You should maybe think of wearing something else. He does it very tactfully.
Ah, tact. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Something I'm lacking. Something I am lacking is tact.
One step.
I'll have to learn. There's just a lot of jokes that come into my brain, and it's like, man, that would be hilarious to me, to the audience of me. I got to say this. It's like a sitcom.
So he's always very good, and I'm the same way with him. I let him know if something doesn't look right.
See, and we're okay with that. My wife's brutally honest.
Yeah.
Brutally honest.
Yeah. I can see that.
So then in turn, I feel like I can. You know?
Yeah. You have to, because you don't want to let him go out in public, and I'm a voluptuous woman, so he lets me know if something doesn't look good on me, and it's important, because I don't want to go out in public looking like a roly-poly.
This is true.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah. All right.
So, anyway, you guys have a great day.
Thanks,
all right,
Sunny.
You too, Sunny. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. What? It's the hat I
wanted to look at.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Women.
Hey.
Can't live with them,
present.
And can't be honest with
present.
Them.
Hey, right here.
So apparently we're learning that we can be honest as long as we are tactful about it.
Yep.
So if I said,
baby, you're ugly.
Oh.
That's tactful.
That's
I had a lot worse in my head.
Oh my God. Compared to what you had in your head.
But I said pretty ugly. That's, there's a comma.
Welcome to Static.
How's it going, guys? I had to call in to say I'm married as well.
Yeah.
And I can't believe any of the guys aren't calling in today.
I know. Right?
First of all, I think these women need to understand what brutally honest really means.
Right.
I mean, they're not talking about wanting to say, like, the real truth. They're wanting us to say it in a way that's still going to make them feel gorgeous and pretty.
Right.
That's what we've been saying the whole morning, though.
So, like, I got it.
We want you to be honest, but with tact.
Okay, so if your wife starts wearing like a horrible outfit, I think what you should do is just like start like, you know, nuzzling and just be like, let's just stay in tonight. Just you, me, I'll go to Redbox, rent a movie, I'll get some popcorn, we're just going to have a night being day in our house.
Yeah.
Explore the great indoors.
Yeah.
And then later on, you know, the next day when you see that outfit in the laundry hamper, just throw it away.
Yeah.
Just throw it away.
Just toss it.
Toss it.
Get rid of it.
Whatever happened to my blouse? You mean the muumuu? I don't know. It's me. I have no clue. I don't touch the laundry.
Yeah.
Good. I would support you.
I like
that. That's good.
There you go.
K201CY, Clovis, 88.1 FM, K207CQ, Gallup, 89.3 FM, K216AW, Grants, 91.1 FM, K211CW, Hobbs, 90.1 FM, K201CC, Las Cruces, 88.1 FM, K224CK, Las Vegas, 92.7 FM, K228DQ, Fortales, 93.5 FM, K229AL, Cuesta, 93.7 FM, K250AB, Roswell, 97.9 FM, K220CE, Ruidoso, 91.9 FM, K212EH, Silver City, 90.3 FM, K216CK, Truth or Consequence. 91.1 FM, Colorado Grid, K214DE, Antonito, 90.7 FM, K293AO, Alamosa, 106.5 FM, and worldwide at mystaticradio.com.
Sweet Static Radio. Hey, I'm Celeste, and I normally don't run this show. Hey, Steven.
Hey, I'm Steven, and I've never run this show.
Yeah, you know you did last Friday, right?
That was so fun. Did you hear any of it?
I did.
It was bad.
I edited the whole thing.
It was like, thing. Oh, sorry. But this morning I did all right. Mm-hmm. You missed it. I ran the board. Steve-O had to leave, and I came around the board. I started a song and everything. No one even knew.
This is true.
This is so weird. I don't like being right here.
Why not? You're running the board.
No, I don't like it.
Well, I was trying to run in the other room so I could get the Me Without You record because it's cover to cover this morning. So we got to do Me Without You. And it's coming from one of the production rooms and I can never remember which one it is. Do you remember which one it is?
You're grumpy.
How am I grumpy? Oh my gosh, you were such a woman.
You're so conceited.
I literally said, I was talking about the production room.
You're such a habitual liar.
What is, I'm leaving. I can't do this anymore.
I just wanted to see the fireworks. That's all. You're not really grumpy. I just wanted to see what you
I'm not grumpy. I'm in a fantastic mood. I really am. I am.
Thanks.
So, yeah, Monday morning, cover to cover. I'm going to go get that working. You guys go ahead and introduce it.
All right. So, brand new album just released from Me Without You. It's called 10 Stories.
Yeah.
I haven't heard it. Have you heard it yet?
I have not. I have not.
None of us have heard it.
Yeah.
So we're all going to hear it in a second.
I'll tell you a really bad story about Me Without You.
Oh, yeah.
They really don't like us.
What?
I mean, they tolerate us. I mean, we're kind of like socially friends.
Who's us? Like Amber Lynn?
Amber Lynn.
What?
Yeah.
You can't not like Amber Lynn.
No, it's not even about bands. It's just we went on tour once.
Uh-huh.
This is a couple years back. And we heard through the grapevine, Me Without You guys are going to do a practical joke on you. And we were like, oh, no. And, like, we kind of knew them. And there's some insane people in that band.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? They're just crazy. We were just like, what are they going to do? What are they going to... So our tour manager was like, dude, we've got to preemptively strike this. We've got to...
Oh, no.
Yeah. So at the time, they had converted a short school bus... into like where they lived. They had bunks in there and that's where they drove. Yeah, it was awesome. It ran on vegetable oil. It was great. Yeah, it was everything you would hope Me Without You would be in. You know, it was awesome. So preemptively, we went down to a local pet store.
Oh no.
Yeah. So when they were on stage, we rolled down one of their windows, released about 400 crickets into their bus.
This is why they don't like you.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
400 crickets. And they were like burrowing into their mattresses and all over. And anyway, you know, they get off stage and we get back on, you know, we go on. And of course, afterwards, they are just a little unhappy with us.
Come to find out
that all they were going to do is like hold me back from getting on stage right away.
Oh my goodness.
And that was it.
Like, you, like, totally thought it was going to be this huge
thing. Yeah, we thought it was, like, let all the air out of our tires and strand us somewhere. We had no idea.
Dang.
And here we put... they were telling us, like, a week later they could still hear chirping.
That's, like, peaceful, though. Like, I like crickets.
400?
No!
400 crickets in your bed where you were sleeping?
I'm sorry that you did that.
Yeah, I am, too. And I would like to publicly apologize to Me Without You.
There it is.
I'm sorry.
I'm ready.
All right. Sorry, anyway, telling a story. So
this is Me Without You's full record. That's awesome. I'm excited to hear it. I have not even heard one song off it. I do know that Haley from Paramore is a guest singer on one of the songs.
Nice. So we'll find out which one that one is.
I have no idea. But when you hear the girl's voice, you'll be like, oh.
That's Haley.
That's probably Haley.
Sweet. All right. It's Static Radio. Here's 10 stories, latest out from Me Without You on Static.